हरे कृष्णा। द गीता इज नॉट एन एग्जॉर्टेशन टू वॉर, इट इज एन एक्सपोजिशन ऑन धर्म। सम पीपल फील वेरी अनकंफर्टेबल, डिसकंफर्टेड बाय द बैटल फील्ड सेटिंग ऑफ द गीता। इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड देर इज ग्रेट फियर एंड जस्टिफायबली सो अबाउट एनी रिलीजन दैट प्रमोट्स वायलेंस, बिकॉज मेनी टेररिस्ट्स draw their rationalization for violence from such religious ideologies. If we consider the Bhagavad Gita, yes, it does talk about violence in the sense that in the setting, Arjuna was about to fight a war and he chose, he felt as if he will not fight, and Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, after which he fought the war. At the same time, if we consider, from the context of the Gita, it might appear as if the Bhagavad Gita is an exhortation to war. But if you look at the content of the Gita does not glorify war. The Gita does not spew hatred against the enemies who have to be killed. The Gita does not contain any angry speech or, in today's parlance, any hate speech. But quite to the opposite, the Gita on multiple occasions actually recommends ahimsa, non-violence. So for example, in 13.8 to 12, when it lists the items of knowledge, it lists one of them as ahimsa. Again in 16.1 to 3, when it talks about the qualities of those who are godly, those of divine nature, then it says that ahimsa satyam akrodhas tyagah shantir paishunam daya bhuteshvalo luptvam mardavam rirachapalam. So he says ahimsa. So he says non-violence. So basically, if you look at all the qualities that have been talked about there, so actually be non-violent. Now, how is it that the Gita is talking about non-violence when the warrior who is hearing it, after hearing it, he chooses violence? If we see, to understand this contradiction, we have to look at what is the driving thread of the Gita. When Arjuna is confused and when he seeks guidance from Krishna, what is the question that he asks? In 2.7, he asks that Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetah yashreyasya nishchitam bruhitanme shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam. So he says that prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetah. Oh, Krishna, I ask you about what is dharma. So the Bhagavad Gita, as an answer to Arjuna's question, is an exposition on dharma. What is dharma? That is what the Bhagavad Gita teaches. And now, within the dharma of a kshatriya, fighting is an essential activity. Just as for soldiers, even if they want to maintain peace, sometimes for maintaining peace, they have to fight a war. So fighting is unavoidable for warriors, but it is not something which is exhorted. Oh, you just go and pick up fights. No, rather fighting is legislated within the realm of duty, and when it is legislated within the realm of duty, then it is very when it is within the purview of dharma, then it is fought in a very righteous way. And is fought for the step for bringing about good of others. So the Bhagavad Gita's thrust is not on fighting per se. It is not at all a call for violence. Its thrust is on dharma. What is the dharma of different people? And because it is spoken to a kshatriya, it also results in the kshatriya doing his dharma. So the point of the Gita is not that Arjuna has to fight a war. The point of the Gita is that Arjuna has to do his dharma. And at that particular point, his dharma was to fight. So for all of us, at different situations in our life, our dharma will be different. The Bhagavad Gita helps us to understand what is our dharma and act according to the dharma. And it is because the Bhagavad Gita talks about dharma, the right way of living, which is universal, which is timeless. If the Bhagavad Gita's message had essentially been a justification for a war that happened thousands of years ago, it would not have been relevant for millions of people now. The reason why it is relevant now, and it has been relevant for millennia, and it will be relevant for millennia, is that it talks about universal principles. Because it is an exposition of dharma and the right way of living is a matter of relevance for everyone, that's why the Bhagavad Gita is enduringly relevant for everyone.